Heavy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time is 8:30 on the dot. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us via the phone line Tanner Smith, who is the Flint Hills League Basketball Tournament Director.
And the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line.
Yes, sir.
Tanner, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, you've had to do some shuffling here with the Flint Hills shootout scheduling, huh?
You know, it wouldn't be a basketball tournament without a little bit of weather, right?
I guess. But this is on a level other than, I think, most that we've had here for Flint Hills Shootout. You guys have had to really kind of rearrange things this time around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one's been a little wild. I mean, it's really affected our middle school schedule as well for our tournament for those kids. But the league got together. We made some decisions, and I think we've got a good plan set forth. And we're going to push forward and play some good basketball in Emporia soon.
That looks like maybe a little bit of weather today, light snow possibly, but things will improve as the week progresses. Well, give us what the lineup is as of today, Tanner.
Yeah, so what we've done is everyone will play. The boys' bracket is going to be split in two sites on Wednesday. So Linden will host the top side of the bracket on Wednesday. West Franklin will host the bottom side of the bracket. And then we'll be at White Auditorium on Thursday to play the girls as scheduled. And then we're planning on playing all day Friday and all day Saturday. So it should be some great couple days of all-day basketball.
Outstanding. Tanner, let me just kind of get your thoughts here on kind of the decision-making process over the last week, which led to the schedule as it currently stands, because a couple of different setups here. Obviously, we had the snowfall from early in the week, but obviously the brutal cold that we're still dealing with to close out the week, get through the weekend and into early next week. What were some of the different processes that you guys used in order to set the schedule the way it currently looks?
You know, what I really appreciate about the FHL guys is, and ladies, is we all come together and we'll discuss kind of our opinions and what we think is going to be best for kids, and then we put the plan forward that we know is going to be best for kids. We talked about a few different scenarios on whether we go all day Thursday, but ultimately we think we've done the plan that's going to be best for kids in the long run, and it also helps our middle school tournament as well.
Speaking of that, that has been totally rearranged because that was supposed to start a week ago.
Yep. We're running a week behind on that one. But once again, you know, the league got together and we don't want to lose these games for kids. It's important for them. They've been working all season long and they enjoy playing the game. So we want to make sure that we can get them as many games as possible. So it worked out pretty well. And we're going to continue with that. And a couple schools stepped up and are hosting games that they didn't have to now, and it's going to be a good experience for those kids so that they can still play.
All right, so the opening round, what for the boys then, two separate locations, then everything is at White Auditorium beginning on Thursday with girls, and you have a full slate on Friday then, huh, Tanner?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, this is some of the best time of the year for me, so I'm going to enjoy two full days of basketball and get to sit with a lot of great people, and it's going to be a good time.
Talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned here about the Flint Hills League teams, or at least the administrative staff here for the league, but talk a little bit about how this, you know, tournament, and really I guess now these two tournaments, you want to say, now that they're overlapping, are really bringing people together here for a chance to enjoy, maybe network if they haven't done so, or to revive old friendships if they have.
Oh, yeah. You know, this tournament's always been great. This is going to be my fifth year hosting the tournament, and the people that I've got to meet over the years, you know, from the table workers to other districts, their employees working gates for me, or, you know, Stacy does a great job in the hospitality room for us. Northern Heights has been doing that every year since I've been running it. But, you know, just getting to see some old faces and reconnecting, and then, you know, watching the coaches. I know they get to play each other during the year, but we've missed out on two league games already this year because of weather. So having the tournament, you know, brings everyone together, great atmosphere, competitive basketball, and really good people.
So is everybody back to school today or tomorrow?
Everyone's off school today, I believe, in the league for Martin Luther King Day. And then there's heavy concern about the temperatures tomorrow, you know, the safety of kids with the buses in the rural areas and country roads. So we're trying to play it safe, depending on what the weather does tomorrow. But I think everyone's going to be back ready to roll Wednesday.
Sounds good. So when do game times start then at White Auditorium Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Yep, so Thursday for the girls' activity, we will play at 3 o'clock. We'll start at 3, and then it'll run an hour and a half increments after that. And that'll be the first round of girls. And then Friday, we're going to start at 9 a.m., and Saturday at 9 a.m.
Woof. Yikes.
Bright and early.
Bright and early.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a couple of full slates right there. And the semifinals will start, what then, at 3 in the afternoon on Friday?
Correct, yep, okay. Correct.
And that's what we will have on Country 101.7. We'll have both the boys and girls semis on Friday, and then the third place in championship games on Saturday, beginning, that would be at 3 o'clock on Saturday, if times hold to form.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to tell. Some of the games could be a little bit longer. But, yeah, full slate of great high school basketball action. The Flint Hill Shootout at White Auditorium. It's always a lot of fun. And Tanner, obviously kids get to play White Auditorium. They like that venue.
Oh, it's a beautiful venue, you know, and the staff there is extremely helpful. Kevin down there has always been a huge help with me getting this thing organized, and his employees are some wonderful people to work with. It's a great auditorium. Kids love it. Fans love it. It's just great for the league.
Outstanding. Well, Tanner, anything else you wanted to bring up here about the tournaments, either on court or off the court here for the next week here before we wrap things up today?
I just encourage anyone who loves basketball to come watch the FHL tournament. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and it's going to be some competitive basketball. You're going to get to watch some amazing athletes perform in this league, so come and watch.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, after a week of pretty adverse weather, it's good to be playing the games again.
Right.
Game time. Amen.
All right. Tanner, thanks. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Tanner Smith, who heads the Flint Hills Shootout that will begin in earnest on Wednesday at a couple of different, not white sites, but then the girls will start things off on Thursday, and then we'll have all kinds of all-day activities Friday and Saturday at White Auditorium, all a part of the Flint Hills Shootout. And as I mentioned, we'll have the semis beginning on Friday at 3, both on the air, Country 101.7, and we'll have the video stream live, KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Can't wait. Want to let you know, too, that if you want to be part of our 820 Newsmaker 2 segments, Wednesday, Thursday are open. We've got What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton on Friday, which will take up the hours. So we'll definitely get your event or activity slotted, but you got to let us know. 620-342-1400 would be the number to call. Tomorrow we get an interesting perspective here, because we'll be having Kitty Hamilton join us around 8:45 in the morning as we talk about the new Lyon County nonprofit called Nesting Incorporated. That'll be at 8:45, because we have the monthly showcase with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder at 8:20.
Can't wait for that. KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longvineauto.com. Good morning. It's 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sub-zero temperatures today in Iowa are going to